talk you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Thank you for staying with us through this very, very heavy news week. I mean, you think about all the stuff that we've survived as a country in the last 5 days. A major election, a shift of power in Washington, D.C., a massive shooting, these fires that are threatening to wipe Southern California off the map, vote fraud in Florida, possible funny business in Arizona. And it just it doesn't seem to. And Obama, Michelle Obama's book is coming out next week. And today she's lighting everybody on fire about stuff she's going to say about the president and all kinds of other people. I mean, this has really been a rather in some ways discouraging news week. But I'm glad that you've stayed with us through all of it, because we've worked really hard to try to give you the most important stories of the day and give you some good analysis of that, as we usually do. Hey, by the way, if you haven't yet done it, and we're not going to do this forever, but if you haven't yet done it, do me a favor and go over to kmcfree.com. Try the complimentary 16-ounce bottle that I'm going to send you. I'm going to pay for your shipping. I'm going to pay for the bottle. I'm going to pay for your shipping of CoQ10ergy, my fabulous sponsor that is helping me get through that 2 o'clock lull every afternoon with a non-caffeine, non-sugar, non-carbed alternative to energy drinks. And I'm starting to get feedback from people that have been getting their samples, and they're like, Kev, you were right. This really works well. And it's got 4 to 5% more absorbable CoQ10 in it. That just helps, with so many health things, your heart, joints, all kinds of stuff that's good for you in there. So, you have nothing to risk. I'm going to send it to you for free and pay for the shipping. KMCfree.com, KMCfree.com. And thanks to CoQ10ergy for being a great partner for Kevin McCullough Radio. All right, we've got this weekend some things that I'm hoping that we can get through. I hope that as a nation that we do withstand these ballot challenges, and we can have some sort of sanity brought to the United States Senate, the conclusion of the election. We need that for the future of our country. I want the AG mess to be dealt with and cleaned up. And I'm hoping, friend, that the tone in Washington will be more constructive in the days to come. Maybe both parties working together on what they can work on, as opposed to just opposing each other all the time. Because that's been so much fun the last few days, hasn't it? I don't know. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, hoping you have a great weekend, and we'll be back next Monday right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.